Okay, we're still in the middle of trying to bring proof for or against Rav Sheshes that if there were Aidin that were discovered afterwards, but they had been there all the time, to say that she was Tamei, then the process doesn't have any effect. Mosiv Rav. Or on the bottom of Vav Amud Aleph. Mosiv Rav. The Elo Shemin Choseim Nisrafos. Okay, these women, in these circumstances, if they already made the mincha is burnt. These are the cases, and one of them we'll see is a question on Rav Sheshes. Ha'omeres Tmeyani, after, she made the mincha, before it was brought, we'll see, she says she's Tamei, she admits. So the whole purpose of the mincha is to distinguish or to verify whether she's Tamei or Tahar. She admits she's Tamei, there's no purpose for the mincha anymore. Shibola Eidim Shehi Tmeya. Or if Eidim came after the fact, before the mincha was Nikrav, then it's burnt. Where it says, to also Eidim Amos, when do these Eidim come? Elam a mikme to take dosh tape lechulin. If the Eidim came before she was Makadish the mincha, then what's it called? Then it's no mincha. There's no purpose for it, and therefore it doesn't become kodesh. So it can go out lechulin. You have to be poda it, but it goes out lechulin. Ela lebosa the kodesh. The Eidim came after she was makdish the mincha. See, amrish bishlama ma'im bolkin osa. If you hold not like Rav Sheshes, that since the Eidim weren't there to begin with, then the process still goes on, right? Alma bas mikdash umikrifi, right? So the mincha was at the time that it was mikdash was still shayach to be kodesh, because at that point the Eidim weren't there, and even though now igloi milsalam afreya that there were Eidim, that has no effect on the process. So therefore the chikodesh mikora shaper kodesh umishim hachi midrasin esrefes. Therefore it was a mincha with kedushas aguf. And now you can't do anything with it. Now it's not needed anymore, and now it's burnt. Ela I amras ein ha'mayim bolkinosa, right? But if you hold that once Eidim come, and we know they were there from the beginning, so it's igloi milsalam afreya that the process won't help. Then when she was mekadish the mincha, it was betos, because there was no such thing anymore. The process is always over. As it was over, even though we didn't know about it, from the time that it started. So therefore, there was no kedushas hamincha. So tigle milsal mafreya dechi kodesh mikara betos kodesh. Let it be now retroactive that the mincha never was kodesh. If it was never a kodesh, it tapek lechulin. So you don't have to burn it. You can be pulled to it, and it'll go out lechulin. So Amar of Yehuda midiskart to kigon shezinso ba'azora. Right, no, it's talking where at the time the mincha was kodesh, right, it was still bona fide, the whole process, because the Eidim didn't come and say that she was Tamei from the beginning. They came now and said that she was mezana after the process started in the Azora. The chikodesh mikara shaper kodesh. So it's not igloi milsal mafreya that there were Eidim lemafreya on the original stira that she was Tamei. But now she's not so called, she was mezana, and therefore the process doesn't go on anymore. Right? Once she has other aveiras like this, she's vadi mezana, there's no purpose for the process. Now there's Eidim that say that she's a zonah, she's also to her husband anyway. So the whole process is meaningless. But the process only stopped in the Azora after the mincha was kadosh, not before that. So Moses says, maskil love mesharsha, v'halo pirche kohuna malavinosa. Right, the Maisa, we don't leave her alone. The whole time that she's in the Azora and we're moving around, we'll see, to be manavel her or whatever, she is escorted by young Kohanim. So how could she be Mazana? Marissa, she's in some Pirche Kohuna, Atzma. They were Mazana with her. Right? This woman was a really powerful woman, right? So she seduced the Pirche Kohuna. Ravashi or Markigon Shinitzra Kholinikovero. The atu pirche kahuna bekipe talala, right? It's talking where she said, "I have to go to the bathroom," so they didn't escort her into the bathroom, and then she was mezana. when she wasn't in under the observation of the Pirkei Kohuna. Do we, the Pirkei Kohuna, what's it called, are tied to her, right? They're tied to her head covering, and they, she, they can't, they're inseparable? No. It was possible. She got away from them, and she was Mizana while she, whilst they weren't observed. Okay. See Rashi. Homeris. Sheminchoseim Nisrafos. Minochos, Minchas Kinos, Shavah. Right, that's the mincha she has to bring as part of the process of the mesota. Asiris o eifa kemach saorim, she brings a tenth of an eifa of barley flour. Nisrafos, why? Lamata beis adoshim. They're not brought as a carbon, but they're burnt. What's it called? By beis adoshim, the place where all the refuse of the carbonus go. She ain't ruios li kore velo liftos. Because they can't be made, and they also can't be nifted, because now they have kedusha saguf, and there's nothing you can do with them except burn. How meres tmei ani shehoisa sheholdsa the beizdin al kilkula. She admitted that she was, what's it called, she was tamei. Shehayu ma'aymin aleha, because in the azara, before they brought the mincha, and before they, what's it called, they erased HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name on the water, and before they made her drink, they used to scare her, right? And in order that she should admit, Kidatani Masnisa, it says later on in the Mishnah. So she admitted, right? Mikmei detiktosh b'chli shoreis. So when did these edim come? Did they come before the mincha became Kaddish? They didn't put yet the mincha into a kli shoreis. It was made in regular kalim, and then they put the whole mincha into a klisharis. At that point, it gets kedushas haguf. Before that, it's only kedushas pen. It could be nifte. You could redeem it. So tapek lechulin, the pidyon, right? You can redeem it, and it'll go out lechulin. Shalohaya kedushas haguf ela kedushas pen. Until it's put into a klisharis, it doesn't get intrinsic kedusha. It's only kedushas pen. Kedushas pen, you can be poded. The chol haminachos niftos kozman shelo kitchu bekli. As long as there wasn't Kedushas Kli, when then they become Kedushas Haguf, you could be pulled dead. Ela, the boss of the Kodesh, the Klisharis Mekanshid, Esaroi Lohem, Shalo Lotzis Od Lechulin. Once it's Kodesh, the Klisharis, it can never go out Lechulin again with no pigeon. Kedishnan, Kol Hanogea Bohem Mikdosh. Right? Rishi says, Kedikra, as the Pasuk says, Kol Hanogea Mikdosh, Belikari Veinu Ru'uyan, you can't bring it as a korban. Shari Enu Boy Elahaskir Avona Shozu Shati Bodek Varihi Beduka Vomedas. She admitted that she's tummy. I mean, the Adam came and said she's tummy. So there's nothing more to clarify. Ulanidova Nami Lochazya Lahakrova Dimincha Saorim Enukshere Ella Lesota Vala Omer. And you can't even bring it as a Minchas Nidova, because there's no such thing as a Mincha of Saorim except two Minchas. One Mincha Sota, and the other one Mincha Saomer. And neither of them are Bob and Nedava. So you can't bring a carbon of Saorim Lenedava. So there's nothing you can do with this. You can't be pulled to it. You can't be makrev it. So it has to be burnt. So Eomer's Bishloma, Maim Boltkinosa, right? Im Shosasa, Achelo Boedim, right? If you hold that the process continues, right, and the water is bodekar, even though in the end the edim come, and it comes out that those edim already were there from the beginning. In other words, there were edim, except we didn't know about them, and not like Rav Sheshes, that in that situation the water doesn't help, but it does help. Right, alma bishosh and nitna bichli ruuya haisel the kli shoris. At the time that it was put into the kli, the edim weren't here yet, and therefore the process was still continuing. It only stopped when the Edom actually came, not Lamafreya, from the time we found out that there were always Edom to begin with. Dahi Shaita Bas Mikadsha U Mikrothi. At the time that it was Niskadish in the Kli, it was still possible to bring it, right? Had the Edom not come. He misafik kishar mincha sota, like any sota, any mincha sota hilkach ki kodesh bikli shaper kodesh. Therefore, the kedusha sakli was a good kedusha, and therefore there's nothing you can do with this mincha except burn it. Umishum hachi ki osu edim, right? Itzla mehakrova. Now if the edim did come from that point on, there was no reason to bring this mincha anymore. Therefore, there's nothing you can do with it except burn it. Mikan lahaba v'lo nafka lechulin v'nisrefes. That's why you can't be pulled there, because it had kedushas kli, and there's nothing you can do with it except to burn it. Eli'i amras ein amayim bol kinosa. But if you hold that once we know there are edim, retroactively the whole process can't happen, right? So then ho v'lo libodik omedes v'lo ru'uyahi lemincha. Right, so now it comes out retroactively. We know that their edim were there all the time, so the process stopped retroactively from the beginning. So when you were makadosh the mincha, it was betos. So why shouldn't it go out lechulin? The kedushas kli is kedushas tos. So tigli milsal mafreya delo hoisa ruuya lekli. The ein kli shoris makadshin ela haroy lohem. The kedusha only is chal and something that's fitting. But here it wasn't fitting, because now with loyal Milsom Afreya, that when they were Makadish the Mincha, it was a faulty Kedusha. It was a mistaken Kedusha. Kedomer Bizvachim. The Tapuk Lechulim below Pidyon. And here the whole thing is Kedusha's, it wasn't even Kedusha's Peh. It was Kedusha Betos. She Kedusha's Peh Shalo, Kedusha's Kli Shalo, Hakol Betos. Shahinu Svurim, Shehi Teuna Mincha, they ain't okay. We thought she needed a Mincha, it wasn't true. So the all kedusha was betol. So no kedushas here. It should go out lechulin stam. It should never be kodesh. The hektish tol, say no hektish. Somewhere says no. It's talking where the edim came and didn't say that they were there from the beginning, that they knew she was tummy from the original stira, but they came and said that she was mizana in the azara, and at that point the process stopped. But that's after kedushas kli of the mincha. Shazinsa Bazora la Acher Shikitcha Bikli. The Alznuze Boa Edim, the Lo Altuma shall stira Rishona. They didn't come to tell us that she was Mizana in the original stira. But now she was Mizana. That's the case, and the whole process stops at that point because there's no more purpose for it, because now she's also to her husband anyway. Hilkach, Kikitcha Bikli, Bask Mikdash Mikrithavli, the Lo Havila Edim. Right, when the Kedusha's Kli of the Mincha happened, right, even if we say that when the Edom go back L'mafreya is only from the time that they say they know she was Mizana, and that was after Kedusha's Kli of the Mincha. Shenitzuchol Nikaveho, V'nichua V'holchu V'zinsa. And they let her go to the bathroom, and then instead of going to the bathroom, she was Mizana. Da'ata Pirchei Kohuna B'kipa Shorosha Tluyim La. We hang them on her hat, right? Shalo tishamit miyodam, that they're inseparable. The Pirchei Kohuna can also she can be separated from them. So in that time that she was separated, she was mizana. Okay, Rav Papa Omar laolam kedamrina miikora. Right, really, what's it called? Enochanami. The edim were there all the time, and really, there's no reason to have to burn this mincha. Right, we could be poldeh miikradim. Because really, the process stops l'mafreya. Okay, the ka'amras tapek lechulin midrabbanan. It's enochanami mi'an haTorah. It would go out lechulin because the halacha is like Rav Sheshes that if the edim are there, it's igloy mils l'mafreya that edim were there at the time the process started. It started. The whole process stops. Okay, gzeira shemayomer motzim miklisharis lechul. People won't know that there were edim there to begin with. And they'll think that it was really niskadish bichli, and they'll see that it's yotzei lechulin. So they'll think that a mincha that was niskadish bichli could be yotzei lechulin. So in order not to make that mistake, the rabbanim where goes there that this you should burn this mincha. Mosiv Rav Mori nitmeis minchasa ad shelo kitzur. Rav Mori says, I'm going to show you that's not true. We don't make such a gzeira. Okay, and it's he brings on the following. Nitmeis minchasa ad shelo kitcha bechli harei kechol haminachos v'tipada. Right, if the mincha became tamei before it had kedushas kli, only kedushas peh, then it's like all minachos that you redeem it, and it's okay because it never had kedushas kli. Misha kitcha bechli harei kechol haminachos v'tisorif. If it became tamei after kedushas kli, there's nothing you can do with it except burn it because you can't redeem it anymore. Kiddush hakometz v'lo hispik lakrivo ad shemes hu o ad shemesahi. Another case, the kometz was this guy. He took a handful of the mincha, which was also then go on the mizbeach, and he didn't have a chance to put it on the mizbeach, the kometz, until either he died or she died. So there's no more purpose for the process. Right? We don't have to ascertain anymore if she was tamei or not. She's dead, or her husband's dead. So there's no reason to ascertain anymore if she was tamei or tahar. So the process stops. So now there's no purpose to bring this mincha. So you burn it. The kometz wasn't nikrav, so the mincha is still in the middle of being brought, and now it's pasul basically, it's no purpose for it, so you burn it. Karev hakometz, if you actually put the kometz on the mizbeach, so that finishes off the avodos of the mincha. V'lo hispik lecho shirayim, but they didn't have a chance to eat it up. Ad shemesu od shemesahi, until she or he died, and then the process stopped. So then, harehu kechol ha-menachos v'tochal. Shalafsofik bo mitchila kipras feikah v'holchala. Okay, so that's these cases. It has nothing to do with what we're talking about. So all of these cases, this is what you do with it. Right? If the mincha was actually finished to be brought, doesn't eat, and you can still eat it, because it served its purpose, and even though now there's no more purpose to bring this mincha, the mincha already was brought, so you can eat it. Bola Edim Shehitmeya, right? Minchasan Isrethis. If Edim came and said she was Tmeya, then also we burn the mincha. Nimtzu Edecha Zomimim Minchasa Chulin, right? But if we then find those Edim who say that she was Tamei to be Zomimim, so the Mafreya, there were no Edim, right? So when you brought the the mincha, now it was, the process was still on, because l'mafreya now there were no edim, so then the mincha is chulin, right? So it now becomes chulin, because there was never a purpose to bring this this mincha, right? Right? No, the edim, not the edim of tumah, the edim of stira, right? L'chatchila there was kinoi and there was stira in front of two edim, so she was chayif the process. Now the edim on the stira were mezumam, they're edim zomim. So it comes out there never were Edim on the stira, so there's no purpose for the process. The process doesn't start if there's no Edim on the stira. Now there's no Edim on the stira, l'mafreya. So l'maisa, right, what do we say? That the mincha goes out l'chulin. We don't say that people won't know that there were never Edim to begin with, and they'll think that the process was on, and it was in Scottish Bikli, and you can be pulled or something, it was in Scottish Bikli. So you see, you don't say that. Mara says, no, Edim Zom Mim Ka'amras, Edim Zom Mim Kola Islahu. Right? Edim Zom have a call, and their people won't make a mistake. But if Edim come later to say she was Tamei, people won't realize that those Edim were there from the beginning, and they'll think that the process only ends from the time the Edim come, and then they'll think that a mincha that was in Scottish Bichli can go out L'chulin. Therefore, we're not poled, but we make it be burnt. So there's a difference between Edim Zomim, which has a call, and Edei Tuma, right, which people don't know that those Edim were there from the beginning. Tanya Kavosid Rav Sheshes, V'lav Mitamei. There's a Brice that says like Rav Sheshes, that if we find out that there had been Edim to begin with, that she was Tamei, then the whole process doesn't start. Why? But not from his reason. From a different reason. Tahora V'lo Sheyesh Lo Edim B'Medina Sayam. It says the im tahorahi, the niksa miyavon, only tahora, and not that we find out afterwards that really there were edim from the beginning that we didn't know about. Vitahorahi, the extra vav, velo shetolsolos schus, and not that she had some kind of schus. In those kind of cases, the mayim is not bodika. The he velo sheyisu v'yitnu muzoros belavana. Tahora he, and that where she is the topic of discussion from all of the women who get together in the park and weave by moonlight and tell their story, or in the pool or whatever else people get together and speak all their lashon hara, and she's the topic of discussion for the day, right? This promiscuous woman. So then the mayim's not bodikar. Where it says Rav Shimon Noi Devav Lo Dorish, He doesn't learn that schus is tola. Rav Shimon holds, like we had before, that schus is not tola. So he's not darshan the vav vitahora, that mishi yesh la schus ain amayim bodkin, right? V'ha'ika, what's it called? Loch darish. V'ha'ika yesh la edim medinas hayam. What's it called? Maisa, there is another case. A case where there were edim be medinas hayam, that it's not bodikar. So why don't we, why doesn't he include that? Where it says lo shchicha, that case is not shchiach, and therefore what's it called, even though Reb Shimon would hold that if his schus does not affect, because otherwise people will say that the, even the ones who were tar probably are really tameh, but the water wasn't bodik then because they have a schus. So people are not going to say though that the reason that the Mayim wasn't bodik her, right, she's really tame and she's not tar, but the rhyme's not bodik because there were edim somewhere we don't know about. That people aren't going to say. That's lo shchiach. But to say that a woman has a schus, that is shchiach. But that there are edim that we don't know about, and just to be choshish for them, that's lo shchiach, and we're not afraid of that, that people will be tola it in that, and not in the fact that she's tar. Okay, Zirashi. What we thought in the beginning, Bereisha, shal tuma stira rishona bo. Not that the Edom are coming to tell us she was mezana in the Azara, but the Edom are coming taka to tell us that she was mezana to begin with. And according to Rav Sheshis Lechora, the mincha should be yotzei lechulin, because the whole process never started. So the whole kedusha was mitos, right? Still, it's not a kasha of sheishes. The hadika omar dekivin lo chazir lekiddush tepek lechulin enochinami midoraisa yotzis lechulin enochinami. According to Rav Sheishes, the mincha should be really going out lechulin because the whole process never really started, right? Umidrabonin hinis refes. The whole reason we burn it is only midrabonin. But if she'ein hakol bekiyin behilcha behalachos leida shebishvil shahayu la edim. People won't know that even though the Edom showed up afterwards, really Lamafreya, now we know they're Edom, and because of that the process doesn't start. Lamafreya, people aren't familiar with that, and they'll say that, well, this mincha became Kaddish Bikli Shoris and you're redeeming it, or it goes out Lechulin. So you see that a mincha that was Niktadish Bikli Shoris can go out Lechulin. So in order not to make that mistake, the Rabbanan said to burn it. Right? If the mincha became tameh before it was niskadish bichli, right, only had kedushas peh, then you, what's it called, the you redeem it, and with the money you bring another mincha. Kidei shakomets, you come so the nosan akomets bichli shoris, you take a handful and you put that komets into a kli shoris and you put it onto the mizbeach. So kiddush kedushas are komets. Then the kiddush be kedushas komets. Then the komets gets kedushas a goof, and you can't be pulled to it. Shamincha toenis arba avodos kineged arba avodos shel dam zlochim. A mincha needs four avodos, which correspond to the four avodos of a zevach. Kmitza mitoch klishores kineged shchita. Taking out the kmitza from the klishores is like shchita. She ha nisachim shahasakin shall klishoris mekadosh es adam, right? The when you shech with the klishoris, so the dam becomes kodesh. Same thing over here. When you take the komets and put it into a klishoris, that become the komets becomes kodesh. Umatan kli lahakdish hakomets beklishoris. No, so when you take the komets, that's like shchita. When you put the komets into a klishoris, that's like kabbalas adam. Keneged Kabbalas Dam, right? Holocha, keneged holocha. Then you take the komets to the mizbeach. That's the same thing as taking the dam to the mizbeach. V'haktoras hakomets keneged zrikas adam. And actually being makriv, the komets, is like being zorik the dam. Shemesu v'shuv ein shosef. If he died, there's no reason for her to drink. Daman bo'inu the mishraya. Who are we going to be matter her to? Except, l'chara, we have to matter to the boel. But since there's no Isser, the Isser Echad Labal, the Echad Laboel, if the Isser to the Baal is bottle before the whole process, there's no Isser Laboel either. So therefore, what's it called? There's no purpose for this to clarify if she's Torah or Tommy.
Or Yavam.
What?
Yavam.
A Yavam? Yeah, there's no, we just don't let her have Yibum, but she has needs Chalitza. There's no way. What?
But she's innocent.
Yeah, I'm saying that we don't need to clarify it for that. There's no purpose of clarifying it.
Yeah, but what about for the other guy? She's allowed to marry him.
Who?
The Baal.
Yeah, I'm saying, so it could be since the process never finished, the Maisa, right? Because the Iker Isra of the Boel comes from the Isra of the Baal. There's no more Baal, then there's no, what's it called? And if the process finished and she became Osir, so then the Isser to the Baal creates an Isser to the Boel. Here there was never an Isser to the Baal per se, because she still was in the middle of the process. So we can't clarify one way or the other, right, the Gabi the Baal, so there's no purpose anywhere to clarify the Gabi the Boel. Because the Isser of the Boel comes from the Isser of the Baal.
Yeah, but the Isser took place, the Tamil husband still alive.
What?
When the Baal was still alive.
Yeah, but it didn't happen yet, because she shouldn't go through the process. We don't know.
Can she marry a Kohen?
Can she marry a Kohen? Mistama, yeah. It's, what's it called? She's
a Zona or not?
Yeah, Lechara, yeah, Nanachanami. Since she never finished the process, and there was Kinui and Stira, so she's auster to her husband until the process will be over. Right? The process can only be matter her to the, what's it called, to the husband, right? The issue to the Baal is the Boel is going to remain. So what are you asking? The Chora, let's go through the process to find out if she's mutter to the Boel. Because
okay.
Yeah. The issue to the Baal already is there.
What about Truma also?
What?
Truma.
Oh, yeah, okay. I have to take a look and see. Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay. Shemesu v'shuveinu eino shosed da'aman bo'inu l'mishrayi. Who are we going to be matter her to? Harik echol ha-menachos she'iro bohem psu'ul ben k'mitza la'haktora. Like any mincha, where the psu'ul was between the k'mitza and the haktora, the tisarif le'mata, then it gets burnt. However, if the kometz was yes nikrav, so then the mincha's finished, and you didn't eat it yet, you can still eat it now. Kipra mincha zu es sveika, kipra kapor, hai kapora lav kaporas ovenu, velo haskoras oven, ela kapora haruyu la kamina, means it served its purpose. She also saw mincha zu b'shas haktoras kmitza, kol ma she yesh oleh lasos. Shari the Heksher Korva. So Yovo Vyashka also the TikTok. So at this point, right, we're mashka her. The Kivan to Behekshir Korva, Shioreh Necholin Kosman Shlo Irubem Psul Begufa. The Korban's over. So therefore you can eat it. Bolo Aidim Shehitmeya Amikora Koi Kodem Haktor. Right? The Aidim came that what's it called before the Haktor. So Nimtzu Eidea Zomimim Eidei Stirasa, not the Eidim that said she's Tomei, the Eidim that said there was Stira are Nimtzu Zomimim. So it comes out there never was a purpose for the process. Sha'al Yidei and Bo Lekach, only through those Eidim did we start this process altogether. Had there never been Eidim on the Stira, then we wouldn't have started the process Bechlau. And now those Eidim that said that she was Nister are Zomimim, so there are no Eidim anymore. So mincha se chulin. So then halacha is the mincha, it goes out the chulin. Lo kedushas peh, velo kedushas kli. Here it's kedushas toes. The ain moalim bo, the betos ave. This is bichlal becomes chulin. Amalo amrin tisarif midrabanan ki nimtzu edim zomim shem yomru motzim mikli sharis lechol. You see, we don't make this gzeira that maybe people don't know that, so we should burn it just so people shouldn't think that something that was niskadish bichli sharish you can be poda or it goes out the chulin. The shmami no kiktanu bo lo edim shehit meya minchosan isrefes midoraisa kamer the bas mikdash avay. So you see, not like Rav Sheshes that if edim came in the end that said that she's tamei, right, that Lamaisa, when it was Niskadesh, it was right to be Niskadesh, and therefore Minatori you have to burn it. So it's not like Rav Sheshes. Mar says, no, Edim Zomim is different. There, there's no, did the Rabbanon to burn it, because Kola Islay, people know that there's Edim Zomim. Hakol Yodim Shekdish of the Betos. Because they know, but in the case where Edim came in the end and said she was Tomei, that people should know that Edus, what's it called, helps even the Mafreya, right, from the time we didn't know those Edim, that people don't know. Kavosid Rav Sheshes, the Ein Hamayim Bolkin Sota Sheish Lo Edim. There's a brisa like Rav Sheshes that the Mayim, you know, the process stops when we find out that there are Edim that had been there from the beginning. It doesn't stop from the time the Edim come, it stops from Afreya. Lo mitamei, the Eid Ein Bo, but not from his reason. He learned it from the Pasuk, the Eid Ein Bo, that the Pashtus of the Pasuk is talking about the Eidei, what's it called, Eidei Tuma, right, that come afterwards. Dahu lav the Sofik Sota Midrash, that's not going on a Sofik Sota, El the Sota Vadois, be Eid Echot. That's going where there were Eidim to begin with, and Eid Echot to begin with it from a different, what's it called, Pasuk. Tahora, Vimlonit Mahoisha, Utahorahi, the Nixa of an Isra Zera. Havila Mikhtov, the Imlonit Mavaniksa. Don't say with Tahorahi, if he's Lonit Mosh, then she's Tahorah. Why does Torah have to say with Tahorahi? The Tahorahi Lidrosha, the Midrashahi. The Tahorah is extra for a Drosha. Tahorah Nizra Zera. The Losha Nitsolus Minamai, they show you Aidim Bitumasa. Right? Only if she's Tahora, then the water will have an effect on her, good or bad. But if she's not Tahora, and the reason that what's it called, the water is not bodik her, is because there were Edim to begin with, then it's not going to have an effect. U Tahora, Vav Yaseira, it says an extra Vav, U Tahora. Lemute, She Tolsalos Chus, the Bahalo, Omar Krav, and Isra Zera. Right? Also, if there's a Schus, also the waters don't have any effect. And Rav Shimon doesn't learn that the Tahora, and therefore he holds even if she has a schos, the waters will have an effect. He velo hanitzolus min amayim al yedei shoya kilkula mefursum lakol. Another reason why what's it called, why the water won't have effect, is if she was saved, because everybody's talking about the fact that she's tamei, and then the water doesn't help. It only helps for a woman that's a suffix that people consider a suffix. But if it's something that's common knowledge that she was mizana, right, even though there are no edim, but it's like common knowledge, the water doesn't help. Shekvar hi no sos v'no senes bo ledover ma. She's already, what's it called, a topic of discussion. Muzoros b'levana, noshim tovos b'levana. Women who weave by the moonlight, and they have nothing better to do but to gossip about other people. Right, moonlighters. Uparchina v'Rav Shimon de Omar ein schus tole noy de vavlo dorish mihu yeshlo edim nafka mikra l'maisa yeshlo edim. We do learn from pasuk. So why doesn't Rav Shimon have the same chash on yeshlo edim? The people will say the reason the water wasn't bodikar is not because she's tohar, because there were edim that we don't know about. Just like they'll say it, maybe she had a schus. So because of that, Rav Shimon holds that because that would make a situation where no one would ever feel this woman is tar. They'd always be told it in the fact that she had a schos. So why don't we say the same thing by Edim? That the Edim won't help, like Rav Shesha says, to take away the process, because if it did help, people will say she's not tar, right? The reason that the Edim, the mind didn't have an effect on her is because they're Edim we don't know about. So Kasha, the Atamosi Shemra La Tahoros, and then all the women who are tar were going to be mostly Shemra, that they're not really tar, but there was a reason why the water didn't affect them, because it was Edom we don't know about, right? The Yomru Edom Hayu Lohem. The Gemara says, no, that's Lo Shchiyah. That's something that's not usual, so we're not afraid that people will say that. Lo Shchiyah. Lo Maski Inshia Daitayu L'mashdinu L'tahoros B'hachi. L'chashdinu B'tahoros B'hachi. People aren't gonna think that maybe she's really Tamei, and the reason that the mayim didn't affect her is because there's edim. That's something that's not shchiyach. When people aren't going to think about that, but a schus is shchiyach, so they will be told it in the schus if the schus would affect process. Therefore, if Shimon holds the schus can't affect the process. the hard the Tani Lael Reb Shimon Midischus Lo Tola Edom Namli Lo Tola Mishum the Akati Lo Havi Kaimalon Drasha the Haikra. That which we said before, that Reb Shimon holds that just like a schus doesn't affect the water's effectiveness, so too Edom don't. That's before we knew there was a pasuk. So now we can't say that Reb Shimon doesn't hold it as pasuk. Right? He could be, he didn't hold the Reb Sheshes' limud in the pasuk that he learned. But this is an open pasuk. Reb Shimon has to hold of that. So now we have to differentiate between why Reb Shimon holds a schus is not what's it called, tolda, but Edom taka would be tolda, because one is shriach and one is not shriach.